A number of state and federal agencies are going to begin working together in Massachusetts in an effort to fight the illegal prescribing and dispensing of opioids. Massachusetts Attorney General Maura Healey Wednesday introduced participants in a new interagency working group who will zero in on the unlawful and irresponsible prescribing of pain medication, which Healey and others say is a key factor in the alarming rise of opioid-related overdoses and deaths in Massachusetts.
Families and communities in the state have already paid enough, and the cost is too high, the time is too urgent, and that's why we've got to act now.
Joining Healey at the announcement were Special Agent in Charge Harold Shaw of the FBI's Boston office, Special Agent in Charge Michael Ferguson of the DEA's New England Field Division, representatives from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Massachusetts Executive Office of Health and Human Services, and Massachusetts State Auditor Suzanne Bump.
Now, for the first time, we're going to make a concerted effort to work together to share information, to share data. And that's going to lead to more prosecutions, more investigations, and ultimately the end to illegal and unlawful prescribing practices in the state.
Healey said the members of the working group will meet regularly to collaborate on ongoing investigations, share information, and come up with strategies to thwart illegal prescribing and dispensing activities.
We're going to work collectively to maximize our state and federal resources by ensuring, first of all, that we're not duplicating efforts, that we're effectively utilizing the information at the disposal of each of our agencies, and that we're making the appropriate referrals for prosecution and enforcement.
The task force will investigate doctors who prescribe opioids to patients with a prior history of substance abuse or who prescribe very high numbers of pills to people for no legitimate medical purpose. Healey, whose office recently indicted a Ludlow physician on 41 counts of illegally prescribing oxycodone and other drugs and Medicaid fraud, has frequently talked about the need to change the culture surrounding prescription drugs.
I think we're all responsible. I think the medical community is responsible. I think the pharmaceutical community is responsible. I think that all of us in government who are charged each day with promoting and trying to support the health and welfare of families and communities are responsible.
Auditor Bump said her office will collect and analyze data to look for patterns to help identify doctors and pharmacists for further investigation.
Associational data, so we can see if this person died of an overdose and this person died of an overdose. We can trace them back through all of their medical relationships in order to figure out the paths that people are taking on the road to addiction, and we can identify their prescribers. So there are lots of different ways, but the focus is going to be on patterns of practice.
Healey announced the formation of the interagency working group just a week after traveling to Washington, D.C., where she met with the Surgeon General and the White House drug czar to talk about increasing collaboration to fight the opioid epidemic. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.